This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's Republican leaders are complaining that a newly passed bill with penalties for the distribution and use of fentanyl is not tough enough. The bill lowers the threshold for felony possession charges to 1 gram, but House Minority Leader Hugh McKean says that falls short.
After we heard from law enforcement and prosecutors saying we need tools to be able to get this deadly drug off our streets, we passed a bill that didn't have a lot of those tools in it.
McKean said Republican lawmakers will try to pass something that goes further on fentanyl next year. At least 4 wildfires burned near Colorado Springs Thursday. A fire near the Springs airport led to the evacuation of about 50 homes and a shelter-in-place order at the airport. Deborah Minot with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says the fire started after a deputy's vehicle got stuck in a grassy field while on a call.
The catalytic converter underneath the vehicle actually was what caused this fire. The fire quickly began moving, quickly engulfed his vehicle. In a matter of just minutes, it moved very quickly right through that field.
The Weather Service says smoky air could linger over Colorado Springs through the day, and fire danger is high again with red flag warnings along the Front Range. A Denver-based startup plans to build a commercial training complex for astronauts in Lone Tree. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the facility is slated to open in 2026.
The company, Star Harbor, says it's in the midst of raising money for the 54-acre development. On top of training facilities, like a high-gravity centrifuge and land and underwater habitats, the project will include a space-themed hotel, office space, and entertainment venues. Star Harbor says the complex could attract more than 2 million visitors per year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.